And welcome to another episode tonight. Why don't you get comfortable? Find a safe and comfortable place where you can just lay your head, whether it's your bed, a sofa, maybe the floor. Perhaps you're in a vehicle and you just want to pull over and get some rest. Wherever you may be, as long as it's safe, just allow your eyes to close and feel the flicker of your lashes against your skin. Allow the tension to release from your forehead, the place between your brows, your cheek muscles, the area around your neck, your back, down your spine, your shoulders, down your triceps and biceps, your forearms, your wrists. Let the tension leave the palm of your hands all the way to your fingertips. And down your lower spine, your pelvic floor, your hips, your thighs, knees, calves, shins and ankles, and the arch of your feet to the tippy toes. And breathe in with me all the cares and worries of today. And breathe it out, laying them at the foot of the cross, where his word says to bring all thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And you know the breath of God is actually the Holy Spirit? That's right. When God the Father breathed into Adam and gave him life, he was actually breathing, and the breath was the Holy Spirit of the Trinity. Isn't that amazing? What a revelation. That was revealed to me by Benny Hinn, an amazing man of God. He has such a mantle on his life. And what I wanted to share with you today is salvation again. Sometimes one may tell you that they're saved, and then you ask them, so what was your salvation experience like? And they'll say, I went to Bible study. I went to vacation Bible school as a child. I went to vacation summer camp. I was at church all the time. My parents dragged me to church. Well, that's what happened. Last night, my friend thought she was saved. And so I wanted to ask, okay, so tell me your salvation experience. Because the word says that we are to test the spirits, and at times we can deceive ourselves with our hearts. The word also says that our heart can be very deceptive. And she told me something similar to what I had just explained to you of what most say when they say that they are saved. It turns out that she had never received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. I asked her point blank, but did you ever receive, and did you ever say, Lord, I'm a sinner, I repent and renounce of my sins, I want to make you Lord of my life, please save me, come into my heart this day and fill me with the Holy Spirit? She said, no, but I want to know how. I don't know how. And ladies and gentlemen, my heart grieved, for I believe it was the Holy Spirit grieving inside me for the fact that all these years she had been in church, Vacation Bible School, and not once was she led to the Lord. But maybe it wasn't time. I just asked the Holy Spirit to help me with the prayer. But before that happened, I'm going to back up a little bit. She had an ailment and asked if I could give her some medicine for it. So I had something. And I said, well, try this. It was ointment. And she was hesitant to try it. And I said, well, just try it just for a little bit on this area that's infected. So she did. And then I just sensed I should pray for her. So I said, may I pray for you? Do you want me to pray for you? And she said, oh, I would love that. So it was a Holy Spirit-led prayer, because I don't even remember what I said, but I do know that I felt energy and heat coming from my hands as I prayed over the area that needed healing. She thanked me so much, and a couple hours later, she came to me and said, look, it's almost gone, and 75% of it had improved. And then that's when we had that conversation. She asked me, I don't understand, there are people that I know that know him so well, like you, and I hear you worship him and you love him so. I don't feel that, and I want to. And I told her, feelings are not always real. Feelings are feelings, but they're not always true, is what I meant to say. They're real, but they're not always true. They can be tricky. So we can't always go by feelings. And she goes, I don't have faith. And I said, well, Jesus said you just need faith as little as a tiny little mustard seed, and he'll supply the rest. Or even if you don't have any faith, he'll give you faith. Just as there was that man in the Bible that asked Jesus for healing for a relative of his, and Jesus said, do you believe? And he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. He wanted to believe, but he couldn't. He said, help my unbelief. And Jesus supplied him with that. So I said to her, just ask him. Get to know the Lord. Talk to him. And so I asked her if she wanted to be led in a sinner's prayer, a salvation prayer. And she said she did. And I asked the Holy Spirit to help me, and he did. I don't even remember exactly what I said, for it was led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm just so grateful. And she said after that prayer, she felt like this huge weight lifted off her shoulders. She felt alive and light, and everything seemed to come into vivid, just more clarity with and vividness. And I said, that's him, that's his presence. He loves you. And what I have, what you see I have with the Lord, you can have it too. It's available for anyone. It's a matter of getting to that place of being desperate for him. It's when we're desperate for him, we really get to know him, what he did for us. You see, this past week, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit showed me, as the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus and the works he did on earth, and to be the voice of God the Father, to give us what he hears the Father saying to us. Because remember, Jesus said to his disciples after his resurrection, they were like, please stay, Jesus, please. And he said, no, I gotta go. You've got to let me go. If you don't let me go, I will not be able to send the Holy Spirit. And then he said, just go and wait in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit will come. And we all know Pentecost is what it, the day of is what that's called, when all of a sudden the Holy Spirit came like a rushing wind, and there were flames shaped of a tongue on each disciple, and they started speaking in a different language. And those outside were like, oh my gosh, do they know my language? Do they know my language? Do they know my language? It was just a heavenly language, a spiritual gift from the Holy Spirit. Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit is here on earth. He's here. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and the Father is on the throne. Now, am I saying that Jesus doesn't come visit? No. You can't put Jesus in a box. Many, many people have stories of him visiting. Visiting earth, visiting people. But the Holy Spirit is here. And so I guess my point is that we just have to get to a place when we really want that intimacy with the Lord. It's when we're desperate. We're just desperate for him. I was like, Lord, I want to know you more. I really do. I've taken it for granted all these years. Like, I feel like I know you, but I want to know you more. There's so much more to you I want to know. And the Holy Spirit made what Jesus did on earth so incredibly real to me this past week. And I recorded it. I'm not able to reveal it now, but perhaps one day I will. For now, I want to sing this lullaby to you, as the deer panteth for the water, from Psalms. And when you read the Psalms, it's all about Jesus. It really is. It's a foreshadow of everything Jesus said. So here we go with As the Deer Panteth for the Water.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You shield, to you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my worship thee. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
I hope you enjoyed that. Until next time. Your soothed to sleep stories will be back. Blessings to you.